The following program is brought to you in living color.
Why don't we try my wine?
Well, I've never been interested in domestic wine.
This isn't exactly domestic. Well, you like it, don't you?
Well, I'll tell you, Tom, it's not really bad.
Tom, did you spend more than 50 cents for this?
50 cents for... You mean you don't like this wine?
Say, I got a good mind to return it and make them give you your money back.
It's The Wine Crush, presented by Wine Still Sold Out at WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time. WTSO.com. Now, here's the goddess of the grape, Laura Lawson.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine and were afraid to ask. That's what we're here for. We are your media resource for everything about our by now very pudgy, very rotund, very happy sunning little grape. Because yes, we are moving nicely along with harvest, and by now our grapes actually probably have lost some of their friends. We should all take a moment and take a beat, because a lot of our vineyards should be decropping by now and cutting some of our little grapes' friends and neighbors off so that we can have a more concentrated product at the end. So, wow. Small little salute. Sorry about the grapes
very,
gone by the wayside.
Very melancholy way to start out a wine show.
Yes, very,
acknowledging
very melancholy.
The dead.
Yeah, acknowledging the poor little grapes. Actually, I've always hoped that when they thin the crops, that maybe they salvage some of the clusters to make them raisins.
No. Do they become Welch's grape jelly, perhaps, even? So.
No, no such luck. They become bird feed.
Oh.
And they get trampled a lot. Anyway, I'm sure everyone is very interested in this wonderful discourse we have running today. But we do have a fun show for you today, because we're taking a look at a different perspective of wine. Today we have Jim Gordon. He's the editor of Wines and Vines joining us. And why he is joining us is because Wines and Vines just came out with an article saying that California is home to 19 of the top 20 luxury brands. And we'll go through the list on that and see exactly what's considering the top 20 table wine brands and how well California is faring. But when I read this article, I get very excited. It's always fun to see friends in the top 20 brands. And I read it in Wines and Vines, and then I saw another IRI data, and it gave another list of the top 20 wines, and they didn't line up. And then I saw another list that was top 20 wines domestically. And ultimately, it came back to me from my long, long ago college days that ultimately numbers and statistics can be manipulated into doing whatever you want them to do. Kind of like producers, kind of like people that sit on the soundboard. You can just kind of squish them into whatever box you want to. And so because of that, I wanted to take a look at that today. What makes a wine? What makes it successful? How much of this is actually about the poor grape? What makes a wine in the top 20? What makes it fabulous? What makes it sought after? So we're going to look at a whole bunch of different perspectives today, and it'll be interesting to analyze that. But before we go down that road, right now I want to give our wine recommendations. I, of course, being the Chardonnay guzzling diva, am back on my Chardonnay kick, and right now I have returned to an old favorite, Chalon Vineyard Chardonnays. This was one of the first Chardonnays I ever had and had that wow factor moment. This may be the first bottle of Chardonnay I ever kicked off by itself and went for a second. It might be. I can't swear to it, but it would be very close to one of the first ones. Chalon now does a Monterey Chardonnay. This is, once again, we've talked a lot about Monterey and tropical fruit. This is your classic Monterey citrus pineapple tropical fruit. But you do have a little of your hard fruit in there. You have a little pear. You have a little apple. And also, Chalon has always managed to find a great balance with this. You're not going to find this to be cloying. You're not going to find this to be overly oaked. It has great citrus and great floral on the nose. So you get the great tropical fruit, but also you have it balanced out by a floral characteristic. I think gardenias, I think a little bit of rose petals. I love this Chardonnay. So Chalon Monterey Chardonnay, definitely worth finding. And you should be able to pick this up in your local Mega Mart. There shouldn't be a problem finding this wine. Now, my red wine recommendation is going to kind of tie into today's discussion, but it doesn't alter the fact that I absolutely do love this wine. Now, all summer, I have been on the idea of a blend. I have been on the idea about playing nicely with each other. Granted, I haven't played nicely in the studio or with anyone around me. I just haven't been in the mood to do that. But I do appreciate when my grapes play nicely for each other. And this is certainly an addition to that list. Red Splash. Red Splash is out of Sonoma. It is Cabernet Merlot, Syrah, Cabernet Franc, and Zin. And I don't. Maybe I'm just liking Cabernet Franc. I don't know whether I like saying it. I don't know if I like the heatiness of it. I don't know if I like the perfume nose. But bottom line is, it seems like anything that's had Cab Franc in it this summer, I have really enjoyed. But Sonoma Splash, definitely worth checking out. Red Splash from Sonoma, rather. Now, this is brought to you by your fine friends at St. Francis. But what they have done, you got to check out the label on this with Red Splash. It just says red on it. It's very simple. It's elegant, but it's hip at the same time. Whether you are going to a backyard picnic or whether you are going to your boss's house, this wine, it's like the perfect pair of white pants. It's like the perfect black blazer. It's that great pair of black heels. You can take this thing anywhere, and you're going to feel comfortable with it. But what I think, don't shake your head at me.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was a totally unrelated shaking of the head.
No, it wasn't.
I'll explain my problems in a moment.
All right. Well, that's just fine. Ultimately, though, it is the universal go-anywhere wine. And what I think is kind of fun about this is I know a lot of the wineries have tried to do different things with their labels. I know that there was a Sonoma Valley out there that had a cow, a canoe, and a pig on it. And I just remember when I sold the wine, everyone decided they didn't want the pig, and I had to go track down cows. Don't ask. But they have actually done this label series well in that every case has one different label on each bottle. So there's 12 different labels. They all say red. They all say splash on them, or actually look like a splash. But all of them are really cool together. So it doesn't matter. Each bottle you get is going to have a different label, different picture on it. Don't worry, you're all getting the same thing. So Red Splash, definitely a red to check out. Once again, from Sonoma, Cabernet Merlot, Syrah, Cabernet Franc, and Zinfandel. Fun wines to enjoy for the fun summertime. All right, I can't stand it anymore. You've done everything but jump up and down behind that glass.
No.
What are you doing?
No, I just did something that I have not done since elementary school. I was calling our guest, Jim Gordon, to let him know that we're running just a little bit late in today's show.
Okay.
And that we would have to call him back. And he said, well, why don't you call my landline? And
okay.
I said, that'd be great. Let me write down the number for the landline.
Is this going to get interesting at some point?
Okay, hold on. There, of course, naturally in this studio, there's not one scrap of paper because they're too cheap to buy any paper. So I grab a pen, finally in desperation, and I write his number down in the palm of my hand.
Nice.
On my skin. Haven't done that since elementary school. And I'm sitting here looking at it going, now I can't grab anything. I can't wipe my hands off. I can't do anything because I'll lose his number.
We shouldn't make you uncomfortable because then your palms might start
sweating. If they start sweating, we don't have a guest.
Yes, so we might get sweaty palms, and that might be the end of today's discourse in today's show.
Now, aren't you glad you asked?
Not particularly, no, if you really want to know the answer, and I'm sure our listeners aren't either. But let's do get back on task and back on focus. We will take this job in hand and move on. So the question is, what makes a wine? There's a lot of different things that I believe go into the success of wine. But if you sit down and truly ponder, is there one answer? I don't know if there is. Oh, yes, there's great wineries out there. Whether you look at Cape Red, they'll say the answer is quality. You look at someone like Yellowtail or Fat Bastard, they'll say it's quantity. There's a lot of different wineries that would give you a lot of different answers. But not only that, I think there's a lot of different aspects to each winery that would give you a different answer. It's kind of like, I don't know how you want to look at it, whether it's a fable, whether it's a moral, about the five people who are blindfolded and everyone's asked to touch an elephant and then explain what they're feeling and what they think the object is. And of course, one grabs the tail, one grabs the ear, one grabs the foot, and everybody has a different perspective on what the overall thing is, even though it's large, gargantuan, and very hard to mistake. If you talk to someone who's in marketing versus someone who's in production versus someone who is in sales versus someone who is in finance, they're all going to have different ideas. So we're going to take a good look at all of those different aspects today and see which one really resonates with us and what we think is the best answer. I encourage you, call me 877-4CRUSH1 or email me, Laura Lawson at winecrush.com, and let me know what your take is on it. Hopefully, by the end of these segments, you will come in with a different realization, but I don't know. Well, before we take a break, I do want to go ahead and run this down so that when Jim Gordon does get on the show, we can say that we've covered it. But for those of you who are sitting there with bated breath, right now, the top 20 table wine brands at $20 plus are number one, Santa Margarita, number two, Sonoma Cutrer, number three, Rombauer, number four, Decoy, number five, Stag's Leap Winery, number six, Charles Krug, number seven, Gurgitch Hills, number eight, Coppola, very specifically the Director's Cut, number nine, Camus, number 10, Conundrum. I don't know about y'all, it still fascinates me to do those two separately now. Number 11, St. Supri, number 12, William Hill, 13 is Groth, 14 is Jordan, 15 is Silverado, 16 is Belle Gloss, 17 is Stag's Leap Wine Cellars, number 18 is Justin, number 19 is Clos du Vall, and number 20 coming in is Sagacio. Now, it's interesting, as I read over this list, it's very interesting, and this goes into what we're talking about. So, these are the top 20 table wine brands at $20 plus. So, it's done by dollars, but I can sit here. Santa Margarita, that's a Pinot Grigio. Sonoma Cutrer is Chardonnay. Rombauer is Chardonnay. Decoy is Merlot. You can look at Stag's Leap Winery, Charles Krug, Gurgitch Hills, Coppola. All of those, it could be a mixture of all the different varietals. Camus is Cab, Conundrum is their blend. Groth is Sauvignon Blanc. Justin is going to be their Cabernet or their Isosceles. So I can look over this list of the top 20 table wine brands at $20 plus and tell you automatically that some of these are there because of varietal. If you looked at Santa Margarita as a whole and said no Pinot Grigio available, the wine wouldn't be in the top 100. Granted, they make a nice Chianti. Granted, they're doing some sparkling. But ultimately, Santa Margarita's foundation is built on Pinot Grigio. So ergo, Pinot Grigio is the number one spot, top 20 table wine brands. Interesting concept, an interesting way to look at it. And we will develop more of your interest in this topic after these small words.
Stay with us for more of The Wine Crush, presented by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com.
Do you love discovering great wines and finding a great value at the same time? Then you need to discover Wines Till Sold Out. Wines Till Sold Out features great wines at 30 to 70% off. Wines Till Sold Out searches all over the world for the best wines. They buy exclusively for their members. It's free to join, shipping is included, and you'll find expert customer service if you ever decide you need it. There's a great offer waiting for you as we speak. Go to WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time.
Caribbean Cruise Line is giving away free cruises to the first 500 callers that register in your area. So get ready to write down this number and act fast. We know that the best type of traveler is a repeat guest, and we're so committed to this philosophy that we're giving away free cruises to prove it. That's right, a free cruise to the Bahamas, including your cabin, all your meals, full spa, casino, three kids clubs, and more. We're so sure you'll enjoy yourself and become a repeat customer that we're giving you this first cruise vacation for free. There's no catch. You're simply responsible for a small port fee, and your cruise is free. It's over a $500 value, and it's yours free.
Call 800-654-0468, 800-654-0468, 800-654-0468, or visit tvcruiseforfree.com, tvcruiseforfree.com.
How would you like to win all your groceries for a year absolutely free? You can, thanks to PRN, AARP, and Nationwide Insurance in the Win Groceries for a Year sweepstakes. It's easy to enter. Just go to goprn.com/fans, fill out the information, and soon we may be calling to tell you you've won free groceries for a year. No purchase necessary, must be 18 or older, official rules online or by mail if requested. Win groceries for a year at goprn.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen, we need to talk about drinking. You know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing, you're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know, I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now more of Laura Lawson and the Wine Crush. Brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com.
Welcome back to The Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Today we are looking into what makes a wine, what makes it successful, what makes it one of the top brands, top wines, top wineries, top varietals, what puts it all together. Now, before we took that quick break, I had run down the top 20 table wine brands at 20 plus, and I just want to go ahead and add on to that. That was all in dollar sales. That was strictly based by dollar sales. So that does make it interesting. Now, I do have a question on that, and this is just mathematically coming out, and certainly I know there's 18 of you that's going to call me and argue about this, but wouldn't it dictate that the more expensive the wine is, the more sales they would have? So it doesn't necessarily mean that they've sold more bottles than anybody else. That just means that they have actually been spent more on. So in theory, you look at the number one wine being Santa Margarita and the number 19 wine being Clos d'Aval. Clos d'Aval could have actually sold more than Santa Margarita. It's just cheaper. Once again, I warned you when we started at the outset of this, statistics, numbers, anything can be morphed into whatever I feel like creating as my final point today. But keep that in mind. So obviously we have sales as a possibility of what makes a wine successful. So there's sales volume. And of course, I think we'll get Jim Corden to help us on that. Well, is it going to be the marketing? Well, think about what we just did with Murphy Good, what, a year ago. They did a really good year. They did the whole thing about having a blogger out there, a really good job, and having someone come forth and have a contest. Did that make Murphy Good a successful winery? Murphy Good was successful. I know that their sales increased exponentially after a really good job. But did marketing make that wine? No, it didn't, but it certainly helped its exposure. So when you look at that factor, we talk about dollar sales, we talk about marketing. Hey, here's another one. How about packaging? I just used this as this week's wine recommendation. Red Splash. It's something that's being launched by St. Francis. It's going to have neat packages. It's going to have 12 different labels on it. It's going to be hip. It's going to have the little funny black and white thing that you scan with your iPhone. Don't ask me what it's called. I can't ever remember. But it's going to be packaging geared towards the Generation Xers, the lost generation. Put everything together so people can find something out. Is the packaging going to make it successful? I think even in my recommendation, I was guilty of comparing it to, my favorite black blazer and my favorite black heel, saying this is a package that can go anywhere. So is it marketing? Is it labeling? all of a sudden we start looking at different ideas when it comes to what makes a wine a top wine. Now, we can take this for what it's worth, but here's my favorite. When we look at wine as a whole, I've got to just throw this in here just because this was too entertaining not to. What makes a wine successful? I think something we can look at, there is a winery that's out there advertising that they ought to be successful because of the top 10 wine health claims. Number 10, red wine lowers the risk of lung cancer. Number 9, red wine can boost good cholesterol. Number 8, moderate alcohol intake helps heart recovery. Number 7, 2 glasses of wine improves the quality of life. Number 6, wine can cut your risk of arthritis. Number 5, drinking alcohol makes you more intelligent. Number 2, lose weight by drinking wine. And here's my favorite. Number 1, alcohol is a poison antidote. It actually gives credit for something called the drinks business for this one. It turns out Australian doctors said they plugged a poisoned Italian tourist into a vodka drip after running out of the medicinal alcohol they normally would have used to save his life. Huh. So I thought that was interesting. But we do have a winery out there that's using the health benefits of wine to sell its products. So let's look at this. We have just about every germane thing to human life covered. We have marketing, we have dollars, we have revenue, we have health. And, of course, now we have our press, we have labels. Everything that goes into each one of these things can make a wine successful. All you have to do, hell, even the name of a wine can make it totally successful. I'm going to call most of you out. For about 3 years, the number one selling wine in the United States was Fat Bastard. I'm going to go ahead. I want every single one of you out there right now, you know you aren't doing anything, raise your hand if you bought Fat Bastard just because you thought the label was funny or just because you were going to give it as a gift to someone very particular. That's what started the craze, was the actual name of it. It took it a while. People bought it. They tried it. They liked it. So they continued to buy it. So then it became self-perpetuating. People bought it because of the name. Once they actually drank it, they continued to buy it. Once they continued to buy it, it went up in the rank, so it became a top-selling wine. Once you become a top-selling wine, people continue to buy you because if everyone else is buying you, you must be good, so I might as well go ahead and fit in. Do you see how all this can add up and work together? This is what we're looking at when we look at making a top-selling wine, a top wine, or however you want to do it. Well, right now we're going to take a quick break, but when we return, we're going to have Mr. Jim Gordon, the editor of Wines and Vines, and perhaps he can give us some insight into what exactly defines a top wine.
You've been hearing a lot about Z-Max lately, and you're wondering, what is Z-Max? Z-Max goes into your engine, fuel system, and transmission, and improves performance as it removes harmful deposits, cleans your engine's internal components, reduces engine wear, increases horsepower, and improves gas mileage. Use Z-Max in your new or used car or truck, and feel a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. Got it? Get it today. You'll wonder how you ever drove without Z-Max. Available at all major automotive retail stores. Check out Z-Max.com. Z-Max, performance you can feel.
Great Grape does not have to cost an arm and a leg. I want to tell all of my Wine Crush listeners about Wines Till Sold Out. Wines Till Sold Out offers great wines at 30 to 70% off. Just go to WTSO.com now to see the current deal. Juicy reds, crisp whites, champagne, and of course my all-time favorite, Chardonnay. Wines Till Sold Out has all of your favorite varietals and favorite vintages from around the world. Plus, shipping is always free and you'll find unmatched customer service. Go to WTSO.com.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beach. Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air. Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn upon the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
More of the Wine Crush, brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out, WTSO.com.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and I am finally going to recruit some help to help me understand why a wine is successful and what makes it a top wine. Right now, I've got Jim Gordon. He is the editor of Wines and Vines. Jim, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hi, great to be here.
It is a delight to have you. And especially on a show like today, when we're taking a look, obviously we're taking a look at an article you have written about California Home to 19 of Top 20 Luxury Brands. But with your background, with your experience, especially coming from Wines and Vines, something we're trying to decipher a little bit further is why. Why are these brands successful? How many different components go into it? And what's your impression on what gets them there? So let's start here. For our listeners, tell everybody, who is Jim Gordon and what is Wines and Vines?
Okay, thank you. I am a person who's a journalist and editor, and I'm the editor of Wines and Vines, which is a magazine, digital edition, website, all kinds of services we do, but originally a magazine, and we still are, monthly, for people in the wine production business. And basically, we're providing up-to-date news and you know, how-to content for winemakers, grape growers, and wine marketers all across North America.
You are the behind-the-scenes guy. Everybody else looks out. You know, the casual listener may go and pick up a Wine Spectator to look at the ranking, but ultimately, you're for us. You're part of the dark side is what it comes down to.
Right. Yeah, it's a B2B, business-to-business company. And so, yeah, we're looking at the inside, the workings of the wine production and wine business, and reporting on it for people, you know, insiders.
Insiders, so, those of us who are dumb enough to make this our lifeblood, and for those of us who stay in the industry forever.
Exactly.
Got it.
Or who are smart enough.
I've decided I have so many days. The days where I am dressed up and having a lovely lunch with a winemaker about 4:30 and the sky is shining and little birds are flying around the table and the wine is exceptional. Those are the days where I think I must have done something good in a past life. And then I have the other 364 days of the year where it's raining, I'm delivering, someone's dropping something off, the wine is broken, the glasses are gone. And I understand, yes, I've done something bad in a past life. So it's a give and take. There's no two ways about it.
You need more of those good days.
Yes, I do. I've been lobbying for those, in fact. Perhaps I ought to get out of media and we'll go from there. Anyway, not to get off on a tangent. Well, obviously, you just published an article, California home to 19 of the top 20 luxury brands. And what we were doing, top 20 table wine brands at $20 plus based on dollar sales. Mm-hmm. Now, what was your take on that? Give our listeners an idea of what the article was focusing on.
Okay. So this is based on retail sales or off-premise sales of wines as measured by the Symphony IRI Group. And, you know, they're a leading company who analyzes check scan data from supermarkets and other big box stores that sell wine. And they came up with, to me, the best, biggest numbers of overall wine sales off-premise retail. And so I report on it every month. They come out with an update. And this time I worked with them to focus on what are the top 20 in dollar sales wine brands at the $20 and up retail category. And, you know, we do this every now and then. The last time we did it was almost 2 years ago, and the lineup has changed. But the wine on top, the only import in the 20 is Santa Margherita, the famous Pinot Grigio from Italy. All the other 19 are domestic wines.
It's fun to look at something like this. Obviously, we ought to be proud of ourselves because we're looking at, you know, the fact that California, we don't see a Burgundy on here. We don't see a great many Chiantes. There's no Malbecs lurking. But, you know, IRI, this is the American consumer buying American wine. A question for you, when you look at something like this, being behind the scenes, as you sit and look at this list, and I'm not going to ask you to call out wines or I'm not going to put you on the spot of this, but did you look at this and have this aha moment saying, okay, well, that wine is there because of this. I know that this wine did some discounting. I know that this wine had production overruns. Did you look down this list and were able to say this is why this wine is a top wine on a lot of these?
On a number of them, yeah, with the help of the experts at Symphony IRI as well. You know, Santa Margherita has been at or near the top for a long time. Sonoma Couture and Rombauer are the second and third wines. They've been strong for years. What's kind of interesting to look at is what some of the new brands are that moved up into this top 20, and that would include Decoy from the same company that does Duckhorn. The Wagner family that owns Camus, which is a famous top-notch Cabernet brand, they now have three brands in this top 20, which also includes Belle Gloss, which is their Pinot Noir brand, and Conundrum, which is, you know, their blended white wine brand that got them started several years ago. So that was really interesting. And at least one famous Italian brand dropped off this last list since the last time we did it, and that was Ruffino Reserve Chianti Classico.
Well, part of that, I think, is, you know, that's just it, is all of us who are insiders can look at this and say why this is a top brand. So that's the kind of gist we're going through with today's show. And I will speak candidly on some of this, whereas you may not want to or can't. But as I look at this list, I know Santa Margherita is the number one top 20 table wine brand at $20 plus because, number one, it's the only Pinot Grigio that's that expensive. And number two, people are drinking Pinot Grigio. I think, what, Pinot Grigio sales are up 35% this year. So you put the fact that Pinot Grigio sales are taking off and this is the most expensive, it wouldn't matter whether it said ABC Pinot Grigio. Don't you think that would be the reason why that had that top spot?
No.
Okay.
I think it's because the importer, Paterno, in Chicago that brings in Santa Margherita has really worked on this for, I don't know, 20, 25 years to build up this brand's presence and brand image in the U.S. You know, they've really worked hard at it with distributors and advertising in some ways. But, you know, so it didn't just pop up.
No, it doesn't just pop up, but this is by dollar sales. Santa Margarita to me is the epitome of Pinot Grigio. It's absolutely spectacular. But if we look at something by dollar sales, don't we kind of have to think that way sometimes? Or am I wrong?
Well, no, you're right. But it goes both ways. If Pinot Grigio becomes popular, then and people want to have the best, they look for, in a way, the most expensive Pinot Grigio.
Exactly.
So that worked. But also, I think, in this case, Santa Margarita did a lot to develop the category of Pinot Grigio in the U.S. over the years.
Santa Margarita was the category of Pinot Grigio. That's all there is to it. I'm embarrassed to admit, I remember the launch of Santa Margarita Pinot Grigio, and it's the one that made people stand up and realize. I'm not saying they haven't earned their spot, but when we categorize by dollar sales, it's a whole lot different than categorizing by whether it's who drinks what, where they drink it, or how they drink it.
Oh, I agree. And this is, in a way, this is easy to count dollars, but it's something really concrete that people in the wine business can use. Now, everybody has different ways of saying what's the best. Dollars are easy to count, but you can count volume. You can look at wine ratings. But to me, you know, personally, the best thing to do is you try wines, and whatever you like the best is the best wine.
Well, I would hope all of us think that. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right here. Jim, do you mind hanging out through the commercial? When we get back, we'll look at this a little bit closer.
I'm here.
All right. Hey, couple quick words here on The Crush. When we return, we will continue to try and decipher what makes a wine a top wine.
Stay with us for more of The Wine Crush, presented by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com.
Great Grape does not have to cost an arm and a leg. I want to tell all of my Wine Crush listeners about Wines Till Sold Out. Wines Till Sold Out offers great wines at 30 to 70% off. Just go to WTSO.com now to see the current deal. Juicy reds, crisp whites, champagne, and of course my all-time favorite, Chardonnay. Buy a few bottles or stock up for your next party. Wine Still Sold Out has all of your favorite varietals and favorite vintages from around the world. Plus, shipping is always free and you'll find unmatched customer service. That's WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-1639. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-1639. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Call 1-800-489-1639. 1-800-489-1639. That's 1-800-489-1639.
You've been hearing a lot about Z-Max lately, and you're wondering, what is Z-Max? Z-Max goes into your engine, fuel system, and transmission and improves performance as it removes harmful deposits, cleans your engine's internal components, reduces engine wear, increases horsepower, and improves gas mileage. Use Z-Max in your new or used car or truck and feel a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. Got it? Get it today. You'll wonder how you ever drove without Z-Max. Available at all major automotive retail stores. Check out Z-Max.com. Z-Max, performance you can feel.
Mozartoasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you realize how impactful your kids involvement in the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
We're back with more of the Wine Crush, brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out, WTSO.com.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Right now we are speaking with Mr. Jim Gordon. He is the editor of Wines and Vines. Jim, are you still hanging out with us?
I am here.
All right. Before the break, we were commenting on the top 20 table wine brands at $20 plus, and we had just started to get into the fact that when we have to look at top wines, it is the easiest thing to do is look at dollar spend to get it. But using Santa Margarita like we did before, if you were to ask me right now the top Pinot Grigio, Santa Margarita would come to mind for me for quality, for label, for longevity, but I wouldn't be able to tell you about the dollar spend on it. How do we get our listeners, how do we get wine consumers to be able to look at list, whether it's ratings, whether it's dollar spend, whether it's volume, and do so objectively? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, they could read Wines and Vines. That's my opportunity to plug.
I was about to say, I gave you a slow pitch softball there, Jim. It was perfect.
Yeah, lots of our content on our website is available to non-subscribers as well as subscribers. You just go to winesandvines.com, and we have a section on there called Wine Industry Metrics, where one can look up retail sales numbers, also the activity of winery hiring, which is a very important metric within the wine business. We report on flash sales, and we have data on wineries across North America. We keep a very accurate and up-to-date count of the state of the growth of the wine industry, partly just by counting wineries and how much they produce.
Well, you are kind of the number side Wikipedia for all about wine. When it comes to, I'm not really interested if this tastes like an apricot, but you want to know how many grapes out there might be tasting like apricot, or what winemaker who likes apricot got hired by somebody else. I mean, you are the nitty-gritty. You are the dirt of the wine business.
That's true. We want to be in the dirt and in the cellar, reporting on what wineries and grape growers are doing to improve their growing, their winemaking, and the businesses. So we're really working for them. We've been doing it since 1919. I'm pretty sure we're the oldest wine magazine in America, if not the world. We survived through Prohibition when, as you know, winemaking became even more of an interest because everybody wanted to make their own home wine since they couldn't buy it. And we're moving forward today with a lot of new data products and a new digital edition and things like that.
So it's easy for us to get on the dirt, not about you, but about everybody else too. Now, I want to drag this back just because I am curious. You know everything there is to know about the backside of the business. You are the ones that, you know, you see how wines are created. You see what goes into it. You know where the people are. What do you think makes a top wine? I'm not going to put you on the spot and ask you what your favorite top wine is or what do you think your top wine is, but what are some key factors that goes into it? You know, you had mentioned cellaring, you mentioned the hiring, you mentioned the dirt. What do you think adds together to make a top wine?
There's so many things. But big things are growing the grapes in an appropriate place, in a really good spot that suits that grape variety, that will bring out naturally the kind of flavors, texture, and balance that are considered great and classic for that variety. That, I think that's number one over everything. And then it takes skill, knowledge, good tools, good techniques to grow the grapes to their optimum ripeness, not overripe, but just ripe enough. And a good winemaker who doesn't mess them up during the winemaking.
Those do get hard to find from time to time. But right now, yeah. I could have the best Lawson Chardonnay on the planet. I could have made Lawson Chardonnay for everybody else. It'd be exceptional. But if I don't find a way to tell anybody about it, am I going to have a top wine? Does that make sense? What I'm not putting you, once again, it's trying to look at it with our listeners. They've asked so many emails and they've sent so many emails and asked so many questions. When you try and look at making a top wine, yes, I'm with you. Dollar sales, and actually I like volume. I'm big into volume. If you give me volume of cases, it kind of takes one of the misnomers out as far as one being more expensive than the other. That to me is a good indicator of what's selling, where, why, is always the question we're trying to ask. Okay. I'd used Fat Bastard as an example earlier. You know, Fat Bastard, people started buying it for the name. And then once they bought it for the name, they thought the label was cute. Then they tried it. Then they still liked it. So they continued to drink it. So then the more they drank and the more they bought, the volume went up. Once the volume went up, advertising, actually at that point, volume still kept going up. So it was on the top dollar list and top volume list. So people bought it because they thought they were supposed to. And then, of course, as they hit their peak, they started doing the advertising, which kept it at where it was. So at any point, if one of these pieces hadn't been there, I don't think the wine could have become a top wine. On the flip side of it, you look at, we have some fine family wineries out in California that I know right now, between the recession, between the economy, we're scrambling to find a network to get their wines out. The wines are great, but they're still missing that piece. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm trying to get at? There is probably no answer to what I'm looking for at all. But yeah. I'm just trying to see if there is a factor we're missing. What is the it factor on making a top wine?
In other words, what makes it a big success that everybody knows about?
Exactly. Well, that, yes. You know, Parker definitely did it for some of the cult wines. Look at Screaming Eagle. The label we used with Fat Bastard was a good example. You look at Santa Margarita, they carved a niche in for themselves. They created a category that wasn't there. You know, everybody seems to have this reason to have gotten to where they were. I just, you know, is it right time? Is it right place? Is it magic? I'm just trying to be more analytical. Just like y'all analyze everything on the backside of the business, I'm trying to analyze and see for our listeners and for our winemakers, anyone else who might make the show, is there that one factor that makes a difference?
Well, I think you can make a good argument that it's having a personality behind the wine.
Ooh.
You know, on a big brand that's going to be low-priced and sell tens of millions of cases a year, that's different. But on a fine wine, $20 and over, or even, you know, $12 and over, what I've observed in my career is that those that are backed by a good spokesperson who goes out and spreads the word about the wine, makes friends in the wine trade, among wine writers, meets, you know, thousands of consumers every year at different events, and is a champion for their, not only their brand, but often their region or their country, those are the people that make a difference. So that was like Robert Mondavi in California, Piero Antonori in Italy, you know, someone like Jean-Michel Caz of Chateau Lynchbage in Bordeaux.
I hadn't thought about that. Jim, you were, and it's funny, I've hit on all the other notes, but you have actually, thank you. You have made my day and made my show because you made me think of one aspect I had not included, which was personality, which, of course, I appreciate you sharing with us today. It's been great having you on The Crush. And if you don't mind, Dark Side Reaches to Dark, I would love to have you back at some point in the future.
Yeah, I'd love to come back. It's been fun.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break right here, but when we return, we will wrap up today's show and see what our overall pressing opinion is on what makes a top wine.
Stay with us for more of The Wine Crush, presented by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com.
Do you love discovering great wines and finding a great value at the same time? Then you need to discover Wines Till Sold Out. Wines Till Sold Out features great wines at 30 to 70% off. Wines Till Sold Out searches all over the world for the best wines. They buy exclusively for their members. It's free to join, shipping is included, and you'll find expert customer service if you ever decide you need it. There's a great offer waiting for you as we speak. Go to WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169, 800-385-3169.
How would you like to win all your groceries for a year absolutely free? You can, thanks to PRN, AARP, and Nationwide Insurance in the Win Groceries for a Year sweepstakes. It's easy to enter. Just go to goprn.com/fans, fill out the information, and soon we may be calling to tell you you've won free groceries for a year. No purchase necessary, must be 18 or older, official rules online or by mail if requested. Win groceries for a year at goprn.com.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chomping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood. Hi-hi! Concrete.
Hi-yah!
Brick walls.
Hi-yah!
Trees.
Hi-yah!
Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
We're back with more of the Wine Crush, brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out, WTSO.com.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is the Wine Crush. And a very, very special thank you to Mr. Jim Gordon, the editor of Wines and Vines. Now, for those of you in the industry, I know you really appreciated hearing someone from Wines and Vines, since they are Vines, because they are dark side like us. But for our listeners, I would encourage you, if you are a hobbyist on wine, go check out their website. It can teach you a lot of the underground nature. We've done shows lately where we've spoken about technical terms, where we've talked about wine tasting terms, that there's a certain language you need to learn to understand the business. Keep in mind, this again goes hand in hand with understanding the foundation of wine to really support it and to be, well, totally cognizant of what's going on around you. And that's what we're looking for today. We were looking to make wine in your reality and to know what makes a top wine. And I think, if anything, what we have proven is there's no definitive answer on what makes wine a top wine. So whatever you choose to view as your top wine is perfectly acceptable. Because whether I look at it by dollars, I look at it by volume, ratings, whether I look at it by landmass, whether I look at about health benefits, sales volume, marketing, packaging, whether the customers, the celebrity, professional peer approval, all of that goes into making top wines in their own nature, which means that whatever you choose as your top wine is perfectly acceptable to whoever you happen to be drinking with. I'm Laura Lawson. I hope you have enjoyed the Wine Crush, and as always, we are asking you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth.